I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the news on KJAN. Police in Lenox report two men were arrested early Friday afternoon following a fight in the parking lot of a grocery store. When officers arrived, they observed the fight between 39-year-old Martin Villarreal and 40-year-old Solomon Granados Hernandez, both of Lenox. The men were charged with disorderly conduct and transported to the Taylor County Jail. Today marks the start of the pheasant hunting season in Iowa. Mick Clemens-Root is a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and he says weather conditions should be ideal for hunters this weekend, although there will be some challenges.
We've got a lot of crops still out in the field, and that could cause a little bit of tougher hunting if there's a lot of standing corn for the birds to escape to. But, you know, on the flip side of that, it could provide some better late-season hunting because the birds haven't been hunted that much.
He's hopeful the number of hunters on opening day will be up this year after a drop in 2013.
We're hopeful that we can hit 60,000. Now, last year was our lowest on record of about 41,000. Traditionally, back in the late 80s and 90s, we've had hunting opening day numbers around 200,000. Which we used to call it the largest sporting event in the state. So we're hoping that some of them come back.
Hunters should always get permission from landowners to hunt on their property, and Clemens-Root has some other safety tips.
We always want to stress blaze orange, knowing the zone of fire, stay in a straight line, talk to everybody in the hunt so they all know what their role is and where each of their zones of fire are going to be. And you always want to be seen in the field, so, you know, go beyond the minimum blaze orange, wear as much blaze orange as you can.
The DNR said there was one hunting-related injury during the pheasant season last year. You can learn about the pheasant hunting season at www.iowadnr.gov/hunting. The Iowa Concern Hotline has been receiving an increasing number of calls from farmers and those who depend on agriculture-related businesses. Director Margaret Van Ginkle says that sector of the economy was thriving just a couple of years ago, but the weather and low commodity prices are pushing things in a different direction.
We're hearing some concerns from those smaller machinery businesses that are looking down the road to see how much that farmer might have to spend on machinery this year, and they could be having a tough year too.
Large equipment manufacturers are also feeling the pinch. Deere & Company idled 1,000 workers earlier this week. The phone bank was initially established by the Iowa State University Extension to offer advice to farmers back in the 1980s. The calls are toll-free and confidential.
Call and just talk with someone. Sometimes you need to get a few things off your chest and just get rid of some of that stress. And so don't be afraid to ask for help. You can just call. You can be anonymous. You don't have to give us your name.
The Iowa Concern Hotline is not just for farmers. Van Ginkle says they often hear from families who wonder how they'll make their budget stretch if both food prices and other costs continue to increase. The number for the Iowa Concern Hotline is 1-800-447-1985. A lot of automobile dealerships across the state have been fielding calls from concerned car owners. That's after federal officials increased a recall to a total of 7.8 million vehicles equipped with Takota brand airbags. Dave Wright of Dave Wright Auto in Cedar Rapids told KCRG-TV that his receptionists have been keeping busy on the phone.
We've experienced several calls each day from customers from my manufacturer questioning how to handle the recall.
The recall involves cars of many makes and models manufactured from 2000 to 2008. 3 million additional vehicles are being recalled than previously announced. Safety experts say the airbag can explode, shooting shrapnel into the faces of the people in the car. Now, dealerships are watching and waiting for updates, especially with the growth of the list of cars involved.
Nissan had acknowledged it a year ago and have repaired or at least had the campaign so customers had the opportunity to come in as much as a year ago and have their airbags replaced.
Auto companies sent out letters to everyone impacted with instructions on what to do. If your car is on that list of recalls, it's also important to remember that it does not typically include every single car made during the time frame.
If you provide your VIN number, we'll run it, and we'll be able to tell you if you're in there and if you need that part replaced.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, said the airbags are more of an urgent issue in places of high humidity and temperatures, so it's especially urging people in warm weather states to see that the problem is fixed quickly. In other news, Governor Terry Branstad's administration says 3,200 union workers are expected to be reimbursed for years of meal expenses that were improperly cut. After lengthy negotiations with the state's largest union, the Department of Administrative Services agreed last week to refund meal reimbursements that were cut in August of 2011. A department spokesman told the Associated Press that the deal with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, is expected to cost nearly $1.5 million. The state has already reimbursed members of two other unions nearly $250,000 under prior settlements. AFSCME Council 61 President Danny Homan said Friday that checks might go out in February after the reimbursements are calculated. Homan says employees who traveled every day, such as motor vehicle enforcement officers, might receive $2,500 or more. Former President Bill Clinton is coming to Iowa to campaign for Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley. Braley's campaign announced Friday that Clinton will appear at two events on November the 1st. He'll speak at a rally in Des Moines and then at Braley's annual Bruce Blues and Barbecue fundraiser in Waterloo. According to a news release, Clinton will talk about the importance of voting in a midterm election and will urge Iowans to cast their ballots early. Braley, a four-term congressman from Waterloo, is locked in a close race against Republican Joni Ernst, a state lawmaker and officer in the Iowa National Guard from Red Oak. The two are competing for the seat long held by retiring Democrat Tom Harkin. It's one of the most competitive races in the nation. Republicans in competitive races are treading gingerly around climate change issues this campaign season. Many say they're not in a good position to make a judgment about the issue, voice concern for the environment, the economy, or both. In Iowa, Senate candidate Joni Ernst says she doesn't know about the science involved in climate change, but she says she drives a hybrid car and her family recycles, offering that as evidence of her concern of the environment. Iowa Supreme Court justices say they're not yet ready to allow witnesses to testify through video conferencing instead of in person, unless it can be shown to be necessary to further important public interest. In a court ruling on Friday, justices say virtual electronic presence in the courtroom may someday become an adequate constitutional substitute for actual physical presence, but they say they're not there yet. They conclude the constitutional Sixth Amendment right to confront one's accuser still means facing them live in court in most cases. The justices' ruling came in the case of Zachariah Rogerson, a man from Dubuque County, charged with causing serious injury while driving by intoxicated. Prosecutors wanted to allow out-of-state victims and three state-employed lab analysts to testify via two-way video conference. Administrators at Ames Middle School are disabling some chat functions on student school-provided laptops after finding some students were abusing the features and not paying attention in class. Des Moines television station KCCI reports that school leaders had found some students were using the Chromebook's chatting and video features as a way to bully, harass, and send inappropriate messages to each other. Spokesman Kathy Hansen of the Ames School District says it didn't take long for teachers to figure out that students weren't using the laptops properly. Some middle school students say the chat features help them with group projects and getting in touch with their classmates, but one eighth grader says it's not a game changer when it comes to assignments and not a huge deal now that the chat functions are gone. A longtime Carlisle Middle School teacher and high school coach has been charged with crack cocaine possession after police found drugs on him during a traffic stop. Polk County jail records show Jim Alden Flaws of Carlisle has been charged with possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia. The 55-year-old Flaws is a social studies teacher. He taught for more than 30 years and as a girls' varsity softball coach won four state titles. Des Moines Register reports Flaws was stopped by Des Moines police on October 16th. He was booked into the Polk County Jail on Thursday and released the same day. A statement from the Carlisle School District says he's on paid administrative leave. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.